Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's blizzard coverage on the Mike O'Mara Show. Although I do feel, with a forecast of 79 degrees down here today, that I'm a little removed.
Yeah,
from
can you tell us all about it?
Tell us, please.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'll tough us.
Well, it hasn't been. It's been in the 60s, the low 60s.
Oh, Mike, we'd love to
the
hear
last
about
few
it.
Days.
But right now we have to
terrible.
Throw it to Mike O'Mara Show News and Matthew Bloom with all the school closings. Matt.
That's right.
All of the. Let me give you, just to start, this is for all the people in the D.C. area. And incidentally, there are people all over the country and the world, for that matter, that listen to this show. But let me just get things started, specifically for my good friends up in the Washington, D.C. area. Thought it might be time for a weather forecast to let you know what's happening. Okay, some sun this morning with increasing clouds this afternoon, high 77. Winds will be out of the south-southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now, tonight, some showers move in, then thunderstorms. Check that. Thunder showers developing overnight. With a low near 65, winds are going to be light and variable. Chance of rain, though, 70%.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That'll ruin your evening.
You made the right decision, Mike.
You did.
You made the right decision.
Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, then mainly cloudy during the afternoon, with thunderstorms likely a high of 73. Let's take a look at your 10-day. Coming up Thursday, some more thunder showers. Then it's going to be sunny. Temperatures in the low 70s to around 80 degrees.
You'll want to buy some. You'll want some sunblock, Mike. You don't want to get too red or toasty up there.
Well, I put sunscreen on yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So did I, for different reasons.
Yeah, and so hate me if you will.
Ew.
Hate me if you will.
Nothing.
Sunscreen. Why did you put sunscreen on?
You don't want to know, Mike.
I think I know. I think he was having some clever alone time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Run
out of lotion. You can't really go get it if everything's closed.
Yeah. He puts the P in SPF.
His junk has never been
I wonder what the statistics are. I wonder what the statistics are on that when you're snowed in.
Well, I can tell you, I guess if you're going to draw a parallel, that every time we have a blizzard, the population in this area goes up.
Yeah.
But
the activity he's talking about.
I'm talking about another activity that's
a little
more solitary.
Well, I would imagine those that can't fornicate, they are doing the latter.
Yeah, you know.
If you can't fornicate, masturbate.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I was only halfway listening, but I did hear on Channel 5 them talking about whiteout conditions. So that might be related. I don't know if that was.
So
I was only listening halfway.
I get it.
Yeah, joke.
It's bullseye. I mean, the bullseye. And because we have a lot to cover about this and the storm, and because I had minimal communication with most of you guys outside of Sunday morning, that I want to hear everybody's story, and everybody's story except for Rob's. I'm kidding.
Wow.
Rob's story has been told already. Yeah. I mean, if you follow Facebook, you there's not an element of the storm and his inability to get to the main artery. And I also saw it on other people's posts in all over the area that the plowing situation is abysmal. You know, so I'm kidding, Rob, and I kid it because Rob, as soon as the microphone opened, wanted to get right into it. And I said, just keep it in your pants. I said, I know.
Well, Mike,
don't have your driveway spot.
He
said, thanks. I knew I could count on you. I knew I could count on you for support.
To be perfectly frank, I'm a
little dissatisfied. Did I not wake up? Who initiated the discussion of the show not requiring anybody to come in yesterday? Although, you know, Angie Goff made it in. You know what I mean? I've always, the fact is.
She's always been your yardstick, Mike.
Yes, she has. Well, the TV anchor people make it.
I volunteer to come in. Oh, shot down.
We'll have a discussion. You did not on Sunday.
Oh,
you
did.
You went with the flow.
No. And check the text.
Okay, I'll do. Well, you know what? We've got so much to cover.
With so much.
We've got so much to cover, and we'll do that coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We're always thrown by winter. We're never ready. Even in November, we're like, well, why is it getting cold? What is this, every year now? I love the Midwest, but really no one should live there. 150 years ago, someone was like, yeah, let's settle here. Let's settle down. You know, someone was like, if we go further west, it'll be really beautiful. No, I want my offspring to trick-or-treat in snow pants. All the memories of my childhood, it's always winter. It's always winter. In high school, I saw a photograph of Siberia where Stalin would send Russian prisoners. It looked exactly like my hometown. Is that my bike? That's my bike. I asked my dad, I was like, why do we live here? Why would you stay?
He's like, well, you know, these severe winters, they really make you appreciate summer. Those people in Southern California, it's nice year-round. I wouldn't want that.
So it's better because we get less of it? It was at that point that I realized he was an alcoholic. You're just drunk all the time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air and online worldwide, and we are a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because you get it, and if you're here, we know you get it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Our show today brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Mm. You are really, really turning out in force for the O'Mara assortment. I am so, so grateful that everybody is supporting one of our brand new sponsors, Omaha Steaks. You can go to OmahaSteaks.com. I love them. Had the chicken fried steak last night.
Yum.
I have had everything out of. I have had the all beef hot dogs. I have had the pork chops. I have had the chicken fried steak. I have had the filet mignons. Ooh. And tonight, Mrs. O'Mara and I are going to be enjoying the top sirloin.
Oh,
that's right. You'll know. You're going to love it. Everything is backed by Omaha Steaks. 100% unconditional guarantee. And right now, it is called this. I am not kidding. It's the O'Mara assortment. People are going gaga over it, and they're going crazy over it because it's 76% off its normal price. The O'Mara assortment. Here we go.
Okay.
Two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, two moist savory boneless pork chops, four home-style chicken fried steaks, 15 giant all-beef Italian meatballs. Haven't dove into those yet.
Someday
yes,
soon, though. Yeah.
Plus, award-winning gourmet jumbo Franks. Had them. Fantastic. Four crispy, creamy potatoes au gratin, four made-from-scratch caramel pie tartlets, caramel apple tartlets, Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, four free juicy premium Omaha Steaks burger. Had them, ate them, loved them. Now listen, just for our listeners, this exclusive package is only $49.99. I stand by this.
Yes.
This is an unbelievable amount of chow for that. To get yours, go to your computer, go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar. It pops right up. Just add the O'Mara assortment to your cart. Again, that's omahasteaks.com. We want to have them for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
Sponsor. So you got to go get that, and trust me, you'll enjoy it. That's omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS and add the O'Mara assortment to your cart. Put it in the search bar. Be ready for the big game with Omaha Steaks and the O'Mara assortment. You will love it. So, yeah, the big game. The big game, of course. Congratulations to the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
And congratulations to the Carolinians. The Carolinas, who are a long-suffering fan base. Not really long-suffering.
No.
They came into the league. They've had success. But I will tell you,
they haven't suffered nearly enough.
You know, it's a tale of two QBs. It's a tale of Peyton Manning, and I told you how I felt about those commercials. Make me sad. I don't like those. But then I don't like the super deluxe cocky Cam Newton, who's such a showboater. Now listen, he's incredible. I was watching Cam Newton.
Yes.
For any other fan base in the NFL. Cam Newton is like something out of a Transformers movie. You know, when you watch a championship game, you get so many different like camera angles where, you know, this is no bulletin. Trust me. This is no bulletin that Cam Newton is a 250-pound quarterback. But really, think about it for a second. He's a 250-pound quarterback. He's this Megatron that is back there. And I know there's a receiver with the same name, okay? Mm-hmm. But the fact is, Cam Newton... I was going to say Carolina, the Panthers, all in.
It took him some time to develop. I mean, it's not like it just happened overnight, right?
It hasn't happened overnight. Yeah. But I was like going, okay, don't like Peyton with all the TV commercials. Don't really have a game.
Got to root for the old man, Mike.
You know, you're probably right. Well, I am now, Oscar, because he got too happy. Cam Newton violated my
too
prime
happy?
Directive,
gotta,
which
gotta
is
happy.
DGH, don't get happy. And, you know, I know they were kicking ass. Did you hear about the Phoenix Cardinals getting two people at the airport when they came back?
Yeah.
Two people at the airport.
National showing there.
Oh, my God. So, anyway.
It was horrible.
It's Denver and the Carolina Panthers.
The game
will see what happens.
Actually impacted the X-Files re-release.
It did, because of the over. Yeah, a lot of people are mad that 20 minutes got cut off of their DVRing
Not
of the X-Files.
Not just that. The game was so horrible, people left the network.
Oh, so yeah, they
people left the game and bailed.
Yeah. I count as that. I went right to my Downton Abbey. Thank you. Thank you very much, which really is just so sweet. You know, just can I just say, Mr. Carson and Mrs. Hughes... What
yes.
a couple.
Well,
you know, and would it be too much to ask to have a sex scene? Would it be too
how
much?
How graphic
no.
would you like
this
it?
This is serious inside Downton Abbey
Mike,
stuff.
Mike, I'll
here.
Need to
there
just.
There are people laughing at me right now.
Let
They're
us
like,
be
yes,
specific.
Rob.
Would it be a PG-13 sex scene?
Oh, no, I want hardcore.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you
actually,
want to see penetration? I'd like,
PBS, I'd like PBS to be penis BS. That's what I'd like to see. No.
That'll be a special episode. It'll be called Going Downton Abbey.
Yes, going down to now. This is Pat Ball. Oh, my. What are you doing near the ham?
Yeah, talking about downstairs
anyway.
Help.
So we thank you for, you know, your patronage of the Mike O'Bara Show. And the blizzard was happening. And, you know, the whining began early on. You know, I understand. It is around our area. And I offer this analysis as somebody who has been removed from it. We get so excited. This is D.C.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Jersey or anything. This is Washington, D.C., and you're going to have to edit. The land of f***ing off, like no other land. Because I will tell you, the anticipation and the excitement is based solely on one thing. It is people that don't necessarily really want to do their job. That's let's cut through the crap and let's talk about why it gets so exciting. It gets exciting because the childhood joy of school being canceled has now been absorbed by the adults who in many cases work for the federal government. And so you have this run-up to a blizzard of historical proportions, which it was.
It was.
And the excitement is unfathomable. Everyone turns into a child.
Yep.
Everyone turns. And I cannot thank our listeners enough for sharing with me. I literally lived vicariously through all of you during the storm because you gave me so many, I mean, time-lapse photos and pictures of your decks and your grills and everything. It was really a blast, and I want to say thank you to all our listeners that did that. With that said, the analysis of this, you get so excited, and then it's like somebody turns on a light switch, and you go, oh, we got to get out? That is sucks. And no individual, as part of our crew, more personifies that dilemma than our own Rob Take a video of the kids on the porch speedway.
Yeah, that's
speedway.
Right. Oh, thank
because
you. You have my name
you,
right.
You, and even and your wife, like 4 hours ago, Carrie doesn't ever. Carrie wants it to be 40 days of night.
Oh, of course.
She does not want this to end. And Carrie,
what did I text
you? I know
you?
How you're taking those photos. I know you're not showing the tire tracks from the empty car spaces from the people that might have slid out of the neighborhood. I know you're showing the ones that are all buried.
Right.
And, Carrie, it's been 4 days. Okay, I understand the plows. I know the plows haven't been in your neighborhood, and a lot of plows haven't been in a lot of neighborhoods, but I get it. I truly get it. But I also get that there's a little joy. Is there not a little joy?
Oh, this has been the best.
Saying that you have to slog through 3 feet of snow. I have one. Let me just, I don't know where to start with you, but I have to start with you.
Make it like a circle. Just start somewhere and we'll go all the way around.
Okay, because I don't know if I can do it.
Can we start on
the weekend? First question for you. First, you're in a townhouse community, correct?
Exactly, yes.
Thousands of residents. Thousands of them.
Yes.
So when Carrie writes, you're going to have to walk through 3 feet of snow.
Right.
When I lived in my community, I was required to shovel
you're responsible for your property.
Each of your little places there has, you know, I don't know how many feet. Would you say 30 feet? Would that be maybe a conservative?
The width of the house? Probably, yeah. I would say
about
right.
30 feet. Is no one required to shovel at least the minimal effort in front of their house to clear the wall? Because here's just a point here.
Yes.
If everybody did that, you wouldn't be slogging through 3 feet of snow.
Well, the sidewalk, I'd like to dedicate a song to all the good people of Leesburg, if that's okay.
Okay. Very, yeah, absolutely.
So this goes out to all my friends.
Whee! Look who's coming. Here comes Susie Snowflake dressed in a snow white gown.
We were visited by Susie Snowflake and all her bitch friends. So,
right.
What happened?
Well, the thing is that Leesburg was, and I heard this on all the networks, hey, Leesburg, you're the bullseye.
Yes.
And we got 34 inches of snow. And the problem is, honestly, on my front yard, I run out of places to put snow. There's just no places
God,
to put it.
God, come on.
We did shovel out our entire driveway and about 3 feet into the road.
Yeah, I saw all your neighbors shovel their driveway.
Yeah, we all did.
What about the sidewalks where people and children and mail and emergency workers need to get through?
What if somebody has a heart attack?
I mean, no, the effort that was put into shoveling... No one shoveled their sidewalks.
Nobody did.
I looked at your neighborhood.
There's no place to put the snow.
There is, of course, there's places to put the snow.
You gotta carefully
pile it up.
You pile it up. Okay, so I blew it once again.
No,
however,
but did anybody in your neighborhood do this?
Don't quit. But, I didn't understand where there's no law for that, right? Because
there is a law,
it.
But they announced on Loudoun County, I guess the sheriff's department announced they would not be enforcing the law due to the amount of snow. They would like for you to clear your sidewalk, but they're not enforcing
right.
it. They'll be
no,
okay.
And I know it's townhouses.
Yeah.
Did in your entire area, and
right.
in your little pod.
Yes, thank you, Mike.
How many people, was there anybody with any kind of mechanical device?
No, there was no
mechanical
device.
Like a snowblower.
No. There's none of that. And the problem is, and if you did the research, if you go to my HOA's Facebook page, which is a great place to go.
The Homeowners Association.
A great place to go if you want to get pissed off, because they do great, great posts like, we appreciate your patience, and everybody's helping each other out, and that's great.
Uh-huh.
And then they said, you know what? We have every faith that we will have a plow on every road by daybreak today. Well, that didn't come true.
Oh,
but they last night they said it was okay. Yeah, I said, you know what? I have every faith that I'll pay my pool bill this year.
So the HOA didn't come through.
No, they've screwed up. They're horribly
set. Bad vendor or whoever was supposed to do it just didn't do it.
Now, in my neighborhood, and there are townhouses and there are single family homes.
Yes.
And due to some research, I found out the single family home streets, those are serviced by the city of Leesburg.
Ah.
They have all been plowed.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, so is
the
this
HOA
boning the poor people again?
Yes.
No.
Screwing the... No?
No. Those roads compared... And because I used to live in a townhouse community.
Sure.
And we used to run into this. It depends on either A, how reliable the person that the HOA or the company of the HOA is getting to do it.
Right.
B,
private contract.
Yes. And B, it also depends on the availability, right?
Right.
So that's what it comes down to. Now, the odds are, since we haven't had snow in so long, that the vendor that was in place for your community.
The standing operator.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who knows where that guy is, right?
Yeah, he's probably,
ask
if any of your neighbors down there have the contract for our neighborhood up here. Potomac Crossing.
But I mean, here's what I don't get. At a certain point, do you all sit on your hands and not, I mean, I'm not asking you to do it, Rob, because, I mean, you're one guy. There's nobody that had a brother or a cousin in 500 families?
That's the thing. Wow. That's the one thing that blew my mind, because I'm actually downhill facing out with the Tahoe ready to come out of my driveway, planned ahead that far.
Yes.
It is clean as a whistle. But with 3 feet of snow in front of it, roughly, there's no way to do it. Yeah. And the thing that I fear
the
most.
No, you can't. No, I will give you. I'm not giving you any crap about the fact that you could get out. You could not. You didn't get out today. You came in by Uber today or whatever.
Yeah,
car.
I didn't
you know, the fact is.
We actually had a car service pick them up, Mike, and we got a plug for them.
Yes, we do. We want to thank Maurizio at VCT Limo. They are the best. He was kind. He was on time. He was understanding. And you can book him at 888-868-3492. Thank you, Maurizio, for getting me to work today.
Well,
awesome.
Yeah, that got Rob to work, so
yes,
help that guy
but he
out,
wanted
please,
to take off.
Rob did?
Yes.
Oh, Rob would be, if I said to Rob, come in Friday, Rob would say, yes.
What I would say to that is, Friday is just one day. Let's just have a clean start on Monday. Let's take the week.
Okay, at least you're owning that.
Why did we take off Monday?
Because I couldn't get out.
Yeah, but I could make it into the show.
Right?
Yes. But why? And Mike's in Florida. That's why I guess I'm curious.
Well, that speaks to the actual planning that we didn't do, which meant the equipment that we had. If we had been able to wrestle the equipment to, who would we have gotten the equipment to?
No, but you Pony? And I could have done a show.
Hmm. Well, you were an only.
No, I said I could get to D.C. in my text, and everybody ignored me.
Hold on. Let me see the text. All right.
Everybody told me to kick rocks, and I was like, "Well, right. I just dug out and made sure I got to the main street for no reason."
Nobody told you to kick rocks. Hold on, just a second. Let me see.
I have it in front of me if you'd like me.
All right.
But anyway, my idea is that if I don't see anything by the time I'm home today, I'm going to try to dig out enough to get out. My one fear, though, is that if I'm the one guy who gets stuck, then I'm the guy that blocks the.
You've got the four-wheel drive vehicle.
Right. I'll get out.
Your asshole neighbor should come out and push you out so you can clear the way so they can get out as well. A fire truck got stuck in front of my building. You know what my neighbors did?
All right, so we have a lot of business stuff here. And
right.
And then Oscar's not available early in the
at
part of this discussion.
At 7:30 Sunday morning.
7:30 Sunday morning, yes. where I initiated all of this because I wanted to have a plan. I wanted to know what's going on. So call Oscar and let him know. We don't have, I don't know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And then we go through some commercial information. Rob says, I'll call Oscar. Pony is putting together best of, and I'll record an intro. Oscar, please phone me when you get these checks. That's Rob says that. Oscar, please phone me when you get these texts and empty your voicemail. Was his voicemail completely full?
Yeah, it is. It always is.
A bunch of junk from school.
All right, then I say, does anyone have his mom's house number? Then Rob says, I'm looking now. And I said, okay, I'm going to worship our Lord Jesus. That is the plan for Monday, and good luck. And Oscar says, just got these at my parents, helping them dig out. I can do the show tomorrow. My flight has to be changed to late afternoon, so you could do the show. So if you would be like, I am able to be in studio tomorrow so we could do a show. Otherwise, we can take a snow day. But if we are able to do a show, why would we take the day? I didn't read any of that. I apologize for not responding earlier. I was having breakfast with the fam and was on silent.
And you
I'm
responded.
Up for anything.
You didn't even read it, and you responded to me.
Yeah, well, it was late, and I'd already made the decision, so I did that. So you did say that. All right. I didn't know what you said. I'm apologizing to all our listeners right now. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but we got a lot of great feedback on the best of
on me.
Pony did a great job.
It's totally on me. Yeah.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, sorry about that.
This is awkward.
Now I feel really guilty. I was down here. It was warm.
That's what I didn't understand. I actually called
Was there any danger of overheating? Hello?
What?
Well, I think he just had a
heat stroke. I'm reading the text that I don't read. Yeah. You should have gotten your ass in, Rob.
I agree.
No, but in all seriousness, never again. We are not doing this again. We will be here. I literally did not read Oscar's text. I cannot believe that. I cannot believe that you said you were. I thought you said that. I stopped reading your text when you said helping them dig out.
That's the beginning of the text.
First sentence,
yeah.
It's okay. I was
confused. Well, you got to
myself.
The airport, right? You got to the airport or what?
Yeah, well, I was in the afternoon, so no problem getting to the airport.
Right.
It just was, by the time I got to this flight was delayed, and that was the last straw for your boy after getting here in the morning and digging out from, our
place. So you dug out. How much snow did you get in Olney?
33 inches.
Wow.
Same as Rob.
Yeah. About the same, because we're on the same plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Across the Potomac.
But you're on a main. I've been to your home. You're on a main drag.
Yeah, so we're on a main drag.
So as soon as you dig out of your driveway, you can get out.
Well, I dug out, and then I dug my neighbor out, and then I dug the old lady across the street out, and I dug out.
Did you dig out
so
the oil
getting
bills?
Back. Rob, getting back to the whole thing as far as the sidewalks, though, why does no one? I mean, I looked. No one had been outside
did all
any
the,
of
all
those
my neighbors
homes
did all
the
their
plow.
Sidewalks.
I would say that on our street, once the road is clear, people will just be happy to walk along the road because we are three streets removed from anything that has any traffic.
No, but I'm talking about the strip of if everybody shoveled a 20-foot strip in front of their homes, everybody would have a pathway to get out.
True enough.
That's what I don't. What? I don't get it.
Well, it's
responsibility, Mike, because the city, the way I got here was all sidewalk, because these jerks all respect the law.
That's right.
The thing about, but it is the law for me. I mean, I remember that was a big deal.
It was.
I think I skipped like a 3-inch storm one time, and I heard about it from my neighbors.
Yeah.
And they will ticket in certain communities. They absolutely will.
Yeah, they find you.
But not.
Loudon said they'd wait at this time.
Is there anybody with any kind of truck that got through the quagmire in your back in your
last night when I went to bed? There was a bobcat, not wildlife, but the actual piece of equipment that was working two streets over. And I thought, you know what? They might get to us tonight.
Yeah.
It stopped one street away. There's my street is untouched. Then there is a street at a right angle that has parking on it. Also untouched. Then there is a huge circle where people can park and turn around untouched.
Do you think that someone would go and wave that guy down and then grease the wheel, right? And
yeah,
say, hey,
I mean,
man,
is there what is the deal with
over
that?
Here.
You got it. You at a certain point, because I know you don't care because you like it, the experience is gone. You don't really give a rat's ass. But is there anybody that like, are there any people work in hospitals or anything like that? I mean, you can't all be a neighborhood of people that somebody had to get out, I'm
people
sure.
People of leisure, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah. Men of leisure.
No, I just don't get it. I mean, I don't get why people are you, and I'm not talking about the plows not getting back there. That I've been reading about that for three days.
Right.
My point is, as far as right now, no one has ever had a cousin or a brother or when I lived out in rural areas, I mean, I was just
you got to call somebody.
Yeah,
you got to call somebody. But nobody.
And I put a plea out on Facebook last night. It was lighthearted, but I mean, it was true. I said, I mean, help us out here.
You understand now. You understand more than anyone.
Yes.
That is absolutely the greatest exercise in futility. The only thing that Facebook doesn't do is respond to specific
requests. You're right. But you know
am
what?
Am I right about that?
Even if it is
I
futile,
need tickets too.
At least
need someone to help me with
is,
A.
This...
I bet no. You will get, by the way, and thanks to everybody on Facebook that is giving me some very nice comments about my mom. That's what Facebook excels in. It is tremendous, the moral support you receive, but the specific support that requires
effort,
literally getting out of a chair and removing yourself from a keyboard, you are not going to receive.
Well,
you're not going to get
Oscar
that.
Brought up something great and a point that I hadn't thought about. It has been 6 years since the last big snowstorm, the one in 2010. And I think that our HOA has gotten fat and lazy and happy.
Look, it happened here in the city, and
one of the ladies, literally untouched.
The reason why I said grease the wheel, one of the ladies in our building, who actually happens to work for the government as well, she said, enough of this, and she said on Saturday, because I caught her in the neighborhood yesterday,
right?
And she said on Saturday, she went up and grabbed one of the city plows that hadn't plowed our street. She walked down three blocks, and she found him, and she gave him $200 cash that come do our road.
Nice.
And he just rolled on over and did our road.
Wow.
And she, I said, that's it.
That's incredible initiative. That's that lady deserves a medal. For
she should be the mayor.
I was like, we will break that up amongst amongst the people in this building. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Because when I rolled into town, everything was plowed. I was like, whoa, this was quick.
Yeah.
But she said she had to do it because she didn't know when they were going to get to us.
Very true.
Right?
Yeah.
Grease the wheel. That's why you go to the ATM and get cash when a snowstorm comes, because anything is possible.
Yeah, and a lot of people, the one post I saw that was kind of funny was, after the invention of Xbox and PlayStation, the kids that used to wander the neighborhoods. By the way, when I was a kid, and I'm going back in the 60s, I F-offed during the snowstorms, okay? I didn't have a shovel in my hand.
Not me.
Back in the 70s. I didn't do that, okay? I did my family's driveway and maybe went over to my grandmother's house and stuff like that. But I wasn't running around to, you know, get the nickel that my cheap-ass neighbors were going to give me to shovel all day long when I could have a snowball fight and build a snow fort.
Yeah. None of that. Of all the people that I talked to, one person was approached by a kid, and it was my mom.
Yes.
And a kid named Jarrett came on Friday afternoon and said, when all this blows over, can I come over and shovel your walk? And she said, thank God, yes. And he's gone.
Mike,
he never showed up again.
That's another thing. You have built-in slave labor.
Oh, and
you
didn't
get
that.
The kids?
I use that.
Did you get them to shovel? Did you really have to walk through 3 feet of snow? Like, it was snow up to your...
It was packed
down.
No
one shoveled any paths at all?
No. It was packed down on our roads.
Rough.
But it was up to my knees when I was getting there, yeah.
Oh, that's not
bad.
That's two and a half.
Up to your knees? That's not horrible. I'm thinking it's like,
that sucks. I'd hate it. I would hate it.
No,
I'm just stunned.
It was like going to Cabo. It was great. It was only snow up to my knees.
I'm stunned that more people didn't do that. We'll talk more about this storm. And hey, on me for No Monday Show. Sorry, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the best of pony put together.
It was great.
Oscar, God damn it, keep that phone with you at all times. All right?
I answered you.
No, it was late.
And it was at 8:30 in the morning, Sunday morning.
Well, I started the conversation. When did I text you, Rob? 7:15?
Roughly, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I'm late. Right. I'm sorry. Sunday morning, 8:30.
Well, no, I didn't read your text afterwards because I was like,
you
okay,
answered it.
Well, I answered it. I said, but the decision had already been made. The decision had already been made.
Go back. This isn't the federal government.
Yeah, I know.
God.
It's a breakdown in our system.
The die has been cast, son.
I mean, so let me see. When did I start this?
Your destiny has been written.
7:55, I started this whole thing, and I said, please let me know when Pony responds. Another one that doesn't promptly respond.
Oh, he was quick that day. You didn't text him. I did. He was very fast. Was
on a Sunday morning, even for me, Taskmaster, that's early, man.
Yeah. What time do you normally... All right, let me get this. On an average Sunday morning...
Yes.
When do you normally, Rob, when do you normally wake up in the morning?
8 on a, like, without no alarm, without no alarm, I'd say usually get up about 8 or 8:15.
Pony, what time do you normally wake up on a Sunday morning?
I'd say 6 o'clock.
Oh, so you get up early. Oscar, what time do you normally wake
o'clock,
up on a Sunday
8 o'clock, 9
morning?
O'clock soccer game.
All right,
dress
so
roll
7
up.
O'clock is too early. I will be mindful of that.
And we can always turn back. Let's remember that.
That's true.
Yes.
All right.
You mean like
okay,
daylight
so
savings?
I sent the first text out at 7:48. That was early. Rob responded immediately, and then I said, is Oscar in town? And then we went on and on and on. And then when did Oscar join the conversation? It was probably right around... Oscar joined the conversation at 2 in the afternoon.
No.
So it was too late.
No.
Let's take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrill on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Like it.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, the lovely, the talented Annie Yu from Fox 5.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Woo-hoo. Glad to be here. And thank you very much for the thoughtful gift.
You're very welcome, and we can't wait to see you in it.
Yes, we've given Annie some lingerie.
I just need the fishnet stockings, and I'm good to go.
That's coming next.
Those are in my pocket. And be sure to check out the whole show, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Thanks for sucking the sex out of that promo, Gary. Well done.
That's what he
Buy
does.
Buy a t-shirt.
Lingerie.
Yeah, lingerie
Tony,
and
Tony
t-shirts.
Perkins bringing the lingerie in this pocket. That, you know, I'm getting all hot and bothered. And it's like, buy a t-shirt.
$20.
Buy a t-shirt. Sex has passed me by.
He's always closing.
He should close his mouth.
Welcome back. That'll get back to him.
I'm listening back live. Buy a t-shirt.
Annie, you sex machine. Buy a t-shirt. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Trunk Club. I want Oscar Santana to tell you all about Trunk Club. I with my travels, just gotten my my contact from my stylist, who I'm going to be talking to today. Oscar is way ahead of the game on Trunk Club. Trunk Club is here to help your style, folks. Their wardrobe, I've been wardrobe challenged my whole life because I'm a disc jockey.
Sure.
Trunk Club makes shopping easy by finding the best clothes for you and your style, so you look great and always have the perfect clothes. And they do it by getting you your very own stylist, and you were wearing some Trunk Club clothes last week.
Yes. Look, it's super easy. Going to the store is a pain in the ass, especially if you're looking for clothes.
Yep.
And if you need a new suit, a new dress shirt, a new sweater, new pants, whatever.
Shoes.
Trunk Club will give you the solutions. Shoes, absolutely. They'll actually have you answer a few questions, and then a stylist will get in touch with you, and they'll walk you through the process. They'll send you a trunk of clothes. You keep what you want, and you send back what you didn't want, and then that's it. You only pay for what you keep.
They're so specific, Mike. They say there's any colors you hate. What colors do you like? I mean, they really work with you. They're great.
I like that.
Let Trunk Club make you look great in clothes picked just for you. Start today, and Trunk Club will style you for free, plus free shipping both ways. You only pay for the clothes you keep. Just go to trunkclub.com/TMOS. Jennifer, I'll be calling you today.
Ooh.
That's trunkclub.com/TMOS for a trunk filled with clothes that you will love wearing. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a blizzard 2016, and just amazing amounts of snow, thanks to El Nino, fell on Washington, D.C. And, in all seriousness, when you're talking about this blizzard and the, once again, total inability of municipalities and governments to deal with it, even though they knew it was coming, even though they had a 10-day lead up to this forecast.
They knew about it a week out. And I mean, the thing that was most telling to me, I think, is that Wednesday, this blizzard started on Friday afternoon. Wednesday night, we got about 3/4 of an inch of snow that paralyzed this city.
Yep.
And if they had started to pre-treat the roads 48 hours out, this would have been a non-issue. And they just, if you can't handle 3/4 of an inch of snow, I'm really not sure how they think they're going to do 34 inches.
So that's what prompted me on Friday. On Friday, they actually canceled classes, Mike, as you know. So I called my father. I said, Shannon and I are coming in, and we're going to help dig you out. I said, how's the snowblower? Because earlier in the week, he said, oh, Scott, I picked up a snowblower. And I was like, oh, old man.
Are you sure it wasn't a printer?
No, I thought this is the cheapest man I know on earth. And he actually spent some money on a storm that's coming in to take care of his family.
He got himself a snowblower.
Yes. So I called him at 9 in the morning. I said, hey, how's the snowblower? Mom said you picked one up on Wednesday. He goes, I returned it. And I said, oh.
What?
Well, 9 in the morning. Friday morning, storm's supposed to hit D.C. at 1 p.m.
You know what? I bet if he returned it on Friday morning, they took it even without a receipt.
I said,
I know. Absolutely.
I said, Dad, not for nothing. You've never even mowed the lawn or started a lawnmower. How do you know it was defective? And he said, I tried to work it out with your tío, and he said that it was defective, so we took it back. And I said,
so your uncle?
Yeah, I'm one of my uncles helping
do
it, right?
All right.
Clearly.
Now, do you have faith in the mechanical ability of this uncle?
None of them.
No.
None of them. They're all blue bloods. They've never touched anything.
They're all blue bloods. They've got soft hands.
Yes.
They've been counting money all their lives. They don't know what they're
doing. Show me your hands, Mr. Hoover.
That's right. We're talking, by the way, the South American ruling class here, ladies and gentlemen, okay? It does exist, all right? Hey, bigots out there, not everybody cuts your lawn and puts in your shrubs, okay?
So we're the 1%. Right?
Oh, exactly.
Is T.O. Matt Hooper from the Oceanographic Institute.
So I hang up the phone. I call my mom, who, by the way, went to work because she's crazy on Friday. And I said, what are you doing at work? Go home, old lady.
She go in the morning?
Yes.
Okay.
And she goes, I said, what's the story with the snowblower? She goes, your dad and he got a defective one. They couldn't start it. And we decided not to spend more than $500 on a snowblower. And because there was bigger ones that were available when they returned.
They are, by the way, and somebody, well documented my saga, man, oh man. I mean, look, I loved it when I used it. My neighbor Richard in Manassas used it. Actually sent us a message using his snowblower.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
They, I think it's probably the one area where overbuying is not going to hurt you.
No.
But to overbuy, you can get up to $2,500
on a snowblower
easily
before you know it.
It's incredible. So, and if you're talking under $500,
yeah,
you're probably going, we got 2 inches. Moved it right out of the way.
Mike, that was the snowblower was built by KitchenAid.
So,
exactly.
Mike, a little context. My dad's 76 and my mom is 66 now, right?
Right.
So
right.
That probably seems like a lot of money for them, but on the precipice of an emergency, you know
right.
that it's not that much money because you know what's coming in, right?
Right.
Well, I'm surprised they found anywhere where they could actually pick mm-hmm. one up. That
so, but he picked it up on Wednesday. He picked it up and then he returned it on Wednesday. So this is 2 days beforehand. They found one and I was shocked. So I said, all right, Dad, we're still coming. I thought that was a pretty bad idea that you didn't keep the one you had or pick up another one.
Yeah, just
in case. I was fired up, right? In a nice, respectful son, disappointed tone. And right. I said, all right. Hung up the phone.
Damn you, Daddy, sir.
Daddy-o.
I said, Shannon, get on Craigslist right now and let's find a snowblower. So then I go and...
This is what day? What day? This is Friday?
Friday. Day of storm.
No problem.
Day of storm.
Boy. Yeah.
And she says, great. They're all $1,500, $2,000, and $5,000 because they're price gouging.
Yeah, of
people
course.
Seriously,
of course.
They're like, some city folk, some rube is going to come buy this for that much money. Mm-hmm. And I said,
and take advantage of the reactionary.
I said, yes, but I'm calling Lowe's. I said, Lowe's is going to laugh you off the phone.
They will.
Because they're sold out everywhere, I'm sure. She calls Lowe's. They laughed her off the phone. They said, lady, it's the day of the
storm. You know, when you say she's calling Lowe's, I picture Lost in America when Albert Brooks goes into the employment office,
yes,
Rob,
yes.
And he's talking to the guy about he wants a job for $100,000 a year. And the guy goes, yeah, $100,000 a year. There's a crossing guard. What's it pay? $100,000 a year. And he smiles at him like that. That'd be the same reaction of the Lowe's guys. Let's pick up on Craigslist when we come back.
Thank you, Mike, for giving me a show open for tomorrow. $100,000.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There are a few things that really get my wife ramped up, and I'll tell you what one of them is. When that doorbell rings and I go over to the door and the delivery person, who incidentally, this is the style of delivery.
Can you close that, please?
Yeah, yeah, close the ball.
You close the, you open the ball.
Cold air's going in.
So the delivery person comes, the doorbell rings, and then they're out of there. But sitting at my door, I think it was last Thursday, was the box from Blue Apron.
Oh,
and
nice.
Carla absolutely goes nuts over Blue Apron. I've got all the Blue Apron in my refrigerator. Now, there's no better time with this crazy winter we're dealing with to have your Blue Apron for less than $10 a meal. This is so cost effective.
Yep.
Blue Apron will deliver all the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home cooked meals. Just follow the directions. They're in there. The produce is in there. The seasonings in there. All the instructions in there. The protein in there. Everything you need to make great meals. Here's some of the meals that they're talking about this week. Chicken and sage biscuit pot pie.
Ooh, oh my God.
I saw a picture of this because they put pictures in there too because I'm not a smart man. I want to see what it looks like. Or creamy lemon linguine pasta with caramelized onion walnuts and rainbow chard. Delicious. Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used before. Absolutely wonderful. Right now, get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You owe yourself a try with this. Our treat, really. The first two meals on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Be like everybody in the O'Mara household. Get your Blue Apron today, and Mrs. O'Mara will be having pictures of those up on Facebook, so she'll show you her step-by-step process of making those great meals.
I think I figured out a way to get my car out for tomorrow. I'm just going to have intern Adrian come over and stand at my home and let his Axe body spray melt my snow. Because
is it rather strong today?
It smells like we have a cleanup in aisle 2 at CVS over here. Like he might have broken
at least
a bottle.
He's keeping it fresh.
Yeah, he is.
The alternative would not be the best.
No,
right?
No, not
Adrian,
the best.
Let me ask you this, because you know, early on in the Rofo administration, we were up in Maine, and we had a little Febreze moment with old Rofo.
Mm-hmm.
You are not using the Axe body spray in lieu of proper hygiene. It is just simply as an addition, or did you just decide with the cold temperatures and the snow to do a little Elvis shower and maybe slather that crap on? What did you do today?
No, because if I don't shower, my hair is a mess. Like, it's all like...
It's his hair.
His hair.
So I have to shower.
See?
Yeah. I just put a little too much on today.
Yeah, you know what? He's got a beautiful head of hair, but that doesn't change the fact that he smells like the main hall of an 8th grade school.
It's not
that. Seriously,
less is more.
Axe body spray, who knows? You know, you never want to turn away a client, right? But Axe body spray, seriously, is like going into a Yankee Candle factory that is only making musk candles. That's about it.
I'm not wearing...
So when we last checked in with Oscar Santana.
What cologne are you wearing?
I have no idea. It's the stuff that you get on airlines because my grandma works. She cleans the airplanes, at the airport.
Yeah.
So she just always gets me these little travel packs.
Oh, that's sweet.
But it's like the good, like...
Find out what it is and report back.
It's called Delta Formula Number 5.
No. It's like the Qatar Airlines cologne.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? Oh, so wait. So it's the good... Now, hold on. I can't wait to find out. Will you find out what it is?
No, it's Qatar Airlines. I don't know what brand
it's
of
cologne.
It's
her own
cologne
brand cologne?
It probably is.
Or maybe it's Qatar out. Just a smaller brand of airlines where your grandmother works. The cologne could still be Axe, but
they probably have a sample from an actual brand name. So let's find out.
I will. Perfect.
Oh, wait. No, I have it right here. Qatar Airlines says 1001 Arabian Nights cologne. Thank you very much.
Hey, it keeps away chiggers and ticks.
Wow. Very dangerous for Mr. Scholarship. All right. So we are at the Craigslist. You are on Friday. What time are we talking?
Now,
Oscar Santana is trying to acquire a snowblower before the biggest blizzard in modern history. On a Friday. And the snow is about an hour away from falling, and you're trying to get something on Craigslist.
Yeah. So I said, don't call Lowe's. You're calling Lowe's. They're going to laugh you off the phone. She did that. And she goes, I'm going to call Home Depot. I said, this is futile. Stop calling this big box store. She goes, I know. I'm going to call hardware stores in the city. I said, babe,
they don't
have the floor space for those snowblowers. They're not going to have them. Ace Hardware across the street is either have sold the one they had a week ago, but they're not going to have 12 of them stacked out back.
And you're going through that exercise of futility where you're probably going to get the people that just joyously say, sold out.
Yep.
They like that.
And they hang
like,
up and they go, what a bunch of a-holes thinking we're going to be able to help them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That, you need sand? You need salt? We're sold out. Why? No, we didn't buy enough. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
It pays $100,000.
There you go. Exactly.
So I jump on Craigslist and I see 11 minutes ago, someone had posted a snowblower for sale for $750 in College Park. Cash.
Wow.
First person that arrives gets the snowblower with the cash. He
says
that in
his
post.
What time of day is
this?
This
is 10, 11 a.m. on Friday.
Now, this is people have to know because they've got it now. They're saying the snow will start. This is almost like an episode of 24. The snow will start at between 12:45 and 1 p.m.
Yes.
And they were pretty good about it. They nailed the forecast, right?
Yep, they nailed it perfectly.
Oscar, I have to ask you this. So have you, in this time that you were scurrying to get the cash and blast out to this location, are you doing any due diligence about the product at all? Are you researching?
Don't care.
No,
you it are looks just big. Blind. It's gonna move.
Looking
it'll
at the
blow.
Clock.
I
you
don't
are rude.
Care.
You are
I
such
don't
a rude.
Care.
All right, go on. Continue.
So, I write the guy. I say, disclosure, I say $500 cash now because I'm not just going to give him $750,
right?
You haggle. I'm impressed.
Yes.
That is good that you haggle.
Yes.
That's a good
thing. He writes
thing.
Back. Right. He goes, no chance, $750 firm. I write back. I said, fine, $750 firm. You got to deliver it to Olney. He goes, no delivery. I have a bad back. Cash or nothing. Pick up. Right? So we are going back and forth.
He has total leverage.
Yeah.
He had me. You can't win this one.
Tell me, do you happen to remember the brand name? Do you remember?
Qatar, Mike.
You're reading ahead, Mike. You are reading ahead.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
So I say, Shannon, we get dressed. We're going. Leave everything. And...
This is fantastic.
So
I had no idea.
We should
have been in class.
We jump in the car and then we head towards the Bank of America. That's on the corner of the street. I say, I gotta go get cash.
By the way, what are you jumping into? Are you jumping into
an Avalon? We're jumping into her Avalon.
You're in a Toyota Avalon. Where are you going to put the snowblower?
Didn't care.
You're going to put it in the back seat? What the hell are you going to do?
On the way there, we had two responsibilities. One was she's going to call a task. She's going to get on TaskRabbit and ask and pay someone to meet us there with a truck, right?
Wow.
So we put in a bid on TaskRabbit to meet us in College Park with a truck. I go to the ATM to get the money.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Oh my God.
We park. She's on TaskRabbit. I go to the Bank of America ATM. I put in my car to get the money out. I need $750 cash.
Exactly.
For I go and I try to pull it out. They say, you've exceeded your limit for cash for the day. And I say, well, no, I haven't because I have no cash you've given me. Right? So I do it again. Give a different amount. Nothing. I said, okay, well, I wanted $850 just in case for the TaskRabbit guy and blah, blah, blah. So, fine. Give me $600. Nothing. They lock me out of my account.
Oh, because with that many failed attempts, they think someone's up to something.
I run to the car. I said, how's the TaskRabbit coming, Shannon? She goes, no one is answering our TaskRabbit, which means
no one is answering our TaskRabbit.
The ping to the world has said, no, you're an a-hole for asking for a pickup and delivery day of the storm. Right.
Right,
so
exactly.
I said,
Never mind that. Whole bunch of trouble, boy.
I said, you drive as fast as you can. I'll take care of both of these, right?
Right.
So she calls. She's on the phone.
Super retro.
She's driving.
Mighty Mouse.
She calls TaskRabbit Corporate and says, could you please up our bid for the truck to meet us in College Park to drive to Olney?
There's a TaskRabbit Corporate?
Yeah, so she gets in touch with them, right?
So they can up
our bid within the system. It's a big thing.
Right. What is the bid? What are you bidding on?
Our bid right now is $50.
All right.
You pick up and drop off, right?
This is now turned into an $800 snowblower.
That's right. They didn't want to exceed
it's probably worth about $399.
So we get to the second bank, the SunTrust Bank,
right.
And I say, okay, there's a SunTrust. The guy has emailed me twice.
May I withdraw $1 million, please? There's a snow coming.
Where are you?
There's a snow coming.
The gentleman with the snowblower emails me and says, where are you? I have another party that is interested. Are you close? And I'm halfway to College Park.
But you have no money.
No money. SunTrust. See SunTrust, the drop-in, go to the SunTrust ATM. During this time, I get my card unfrozen from the bank. I put my card in the SunTrust machine. They say, no dice, contact your bank. I contact my bank. They say, oh, it was suspicious activity because you've never used another bank's ATM and our algorithm says someone stole your card. I said, no, I'm trying. It's a snow emergency. Give me my money. I've been a customer for 15 years. Give me my money. Now,
How much cash can you get at one time out of your
account? My hard limit is $500. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's what mine is, too. Because we call that the gambling restriction. Mike O'Mara's gambling restriction.
Same here, Mike. When I go to Vegas, I make it $500.
Initial where it says Venetian, Mike.
Just sign right there.
Thank you. Yes,
so
right there.
We get back in the car. TaskRabbit says no all the way. We're not getting any responses. And I call my friend Bobby Shambles, who works on the Big O and Duke show, because his parents own a lawn and garden company. I know they have trucks, right? So, or they own an AC company. I'm sorry, an HVAC company. And I know they have trucks, and I've seen them with my own eyes. I said, Shambles, what are you doing? He goes, I'm just making sure I'm batting down the hatches here at work. I said, how about you get one of those trucks and meet me in College Park? I know it's the day of the blizzard, but I'll make sure that I make you whole, right? And he says, you know what? Sounds like a good idea. So he gets.
I love it when the misuse of the financial jargon is a little sweetness added to the story.
That's right, so, and with a lot of emotion.
I'll have some cash for you, Shambles, and I've paid Shambles very well in the past to haul things for me, right?
Shambles, I'll make sure I dismember you. Get over here as soon as you can.
Yes. So
I'll line your pockets with human blood.
Shambles says, I'll be there in 30 minutes, Oscar. And I said, all right. I said, Shannon, cancel the TaskRabbit. Shambles is on his way.
That's what we don't have, Rob. We don't have a big enough entourage. There are always these guys
around. Still need the cash. Still need the cash, right? The guy's blowing
up. You still haven't been able to get the money out of your ATM?
No, because they froze my card again because they thought I was not me. Right?
Oh, my God.
I can't get the money. So now we're finally
on Rhode Island Avenue.
Finally made it. We're close to College Park. We're 9 minutes away from this man's house. And he says, I've got another buyer said he can be here in 10 minutes. Where are you? Right? And I said, dude, you won't believe what we've been through. My friend with the truck is going to arrive in just 10 minutes. I'm getting you your cash.
Five. And this is now. Let me ask you this, Oscar. Do you go into the Oscar zone as far as where time becomes a little bit? you tend to play a little bit with the actual specifics.
Playing with the
my
clock.
Friend will be there in 8 minutes, even though he's 45 minutes away.
Now I knew that Shambles had left long before us.
Okay,
so he was going to be good to go, and he all knows right. that area.
All right, good.
So Shambles arrives at the place, and we're another ATM. Well, at SunTrust, another SunTrust that's everywhere in College Park.
Right.
And I should point out, for purposes of this transaction,
yes.
Shambles' arrival is not the guarantee that blower is going to be put on the truck.
Right.
The cash has to be in the hut. You have to put the cash in the rent state.
Mike,
the same as before.
I kid you not, it is now 11:45-ish.
Right.
And it's starting to flurry.
Yep. He's 59 minutes away, Mike. 59 minutes away from his world ending.
Yes. And I say, well, Shannon, I was like, if it doesn't work here, we're going to have to use your card. I'll pay you back, right? So I tried my card. After I was on the phone again with Bank of America, they said, you should be all set. And
you
I said,
be.
All right. Put my card in. SunTrust says, go kick rocks. It says, contact your bank. I said, well, I'm going to have to change banks. Shannon, give me your card. Shannon's limit is $500, but she can get her $500 out.
Ah.
So
I still
need
$250.
So you are at a Bank of America ATM, and SunTrust is C-blocking you for
the reverse. I'm a Bank of America customer, and they're saying no.
Okay, so you're at a SunTrust bank, and they're not letting you have it. So you don't have any cash still.
I don't
have it. Except $500. You're $250 short.
I race Shannon to the gentleman's house. Shambles is already there with his truck, thank God. And she gives the guy $500, and I scurry out of that cul-de-sac, and I go to a Bank of America, where I'm on the phone with the guy for 8 minutes, explaining to him what's happened. I say, you raise my limit to $1,500, and you make sure that, and you stay on the phone with me while I get my money out, right?
Wow.
Get the money. Run back to the guy's house. Couldn't have been nicer. The guy was so nice. They're going on a cruise, getting out.
So
of
the
town.
Guy that's trying, the guy that's trying to bake you for the snowblower.
Yeah.
Do you now during the time when you were at, so you get the cash, you get back there.
Yeah.
When during any of this, are you taking a good hard look at the snowblower?
I as soon as Shambles got there, I dropped off Shane. I looked at Shambles, and Shambles a very well versed guy when it comes to machines. Right.
Okay.
I said,
good.
Shambles,
good.
Make sure that thing starts. And give it a once over. I don't want to buy. I don't want to buy a lemon. Right.
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 And
exactly.
I trust him to do that. He knows. He's a man's man. Right. He knows
exactly
what happens. If you could buy a piece of equipment that could break in 30 minutes. Right.
Sure.
So I get to the place. I give him the $250. I go to the back of the guy's house. Shambles gives me the full rundown on the machine. He said, "Dude, this is a great deal." And he said, "You're not a rube, by the way, because this machine new is $1,400."
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. The guy sold it at fair market value. Used snowblower, and it was cartoon size. It had a 28-inch mouth. It was huge.
Oh, my God, you got a huge.
It was a huge one.
What's the brand?
Why was he unloading it?
Because
he was heading out of town?
He was going on a cruise, and he said, why not take the money?
That's great.
I'll be able to sell this right away, and you did. How was it gently used, or
like,
had it been
gently
through,
used? He had it in the shed. He didn't just have it outside with a tarp.
Wow.
Wasn't rusted over. It was beautiful.
That
and
is
it
so
didn't
great.
Fail me once this weekend. And I did everybody's driveway, including that bitch across the street who called the cops on me when I was a teenager when I had a party. That's how good it worked.
Wow, you made some positive headway. That's
yes.
awesome.
Wow. All right. Well, put it in Rob's truck. No, Rob doesn't have a truck. Get it out to Leesburg so we can do it. That's on Friday you did that.
Can you believe that?
That's amazing.
But it felt like it was exhausting. By the time I got home, it was 2 p.m. and it was snowing.
Like it meant it.
And even though they're, and I assume it's self-propelled as well.
Self-propelled.
Right? It's self-propelled.
Huge.
And how would you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the snowblower that you went through all that trouble to get?
Solid
how would you
10.
Rate the snowblower?
Solid 10.
A 10?
That's fantastic.
10.
Oh, fantastic.
10 so much so that the neighbors were using it today. The neighbors that I have never talked to in my life.
Mike, a snowstorm makes friends out of the strangest bedfellows.
Wow. That's it. So the guy, you got incredibly lucky with that. That's
lucky,
because
everybody else wanted $5,000, $2,000. This guy was just being honest and keeping it real.
That's great.
Hope he's having a great cruise. Did his flight get canceled?
I think he wasn't doing anything till like Tuesday. He said, I'm off work. I'm just hanging out. I'm just going to ride it out.
He just wanted the cash for his crew.
Yeah. Wow.
Very good. That's cool. Right. And meanwhile, nary a snowblower in your entire neighborhood, right? You didn't
see one. Not one. Didn't hear the sound of it. Not one. But then keep in mind, in my neighborhood, everyone has 6 feet of driveway. So, I mean, there's not a lot of point to have a snowblower.
That is true. That is, yep.
Gotta go, Mike. Gotta go to the other side of the tracks to the people who have snowblowers. Then they hand them out like candy. Like Tic Tacs.
Someday, Rob. I know. Someday. Yeah. Someday.
A riding
snowblower.
You
keep working as hard as you're working, and that'll happen someday.
Or I'll have a heart attack and die.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Every Monday, listen to the gut-wrenching, heart-twisting action on Americast. Get heart-pounding clips from the Mike O'Mara Show. Tech 411, Rob and Joe Show. At Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. Hear fans of more broadcasting say tear apart through more broadcasting on iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, MikeOMaraShow.com. Catch the action. Americast, part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Sorry about that.
What was that all about?
I'm not sure. Hold on just a second.
I hope you're not getting ready to play a tape to embarrass me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com every ball day. It feels like there's just not enough hours in the day, even when your 9-to-5 starts before 9 and goes way past 5, ladies and gentlemen. It is really, really frustrating because you can't get it all done. So if you're still making those time vampire trips to the post office, you need a better way, my friend. And I want you to go to Stamps.com.
Yes.
It's the better way to buy postage. You can buy official U.S. postage right from your desk the instant you need it. You can mail or ship anything anywhere. All you need is your computer and your printer. It's that easy. You'll save money with special discounts you can't even find at the post office. And Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of one of those very, very expensive postage meters. We've used Stamps.com for years on the Mike O'Mara Show. It keeps the Florida to Maine to DC pipeline wide open, and we love it. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage right from your desk. It's that easy. Go to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a good thing.
News!
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
If you've been on Facebook in the past week, this has been driving me nuts, you've probably been judged by a stick figure.
Yes.
And it's all because of a meme called Be Like Bill. If we want to really know why we are just getting to be a dumber society than we've ever been, this is a classic example. This is a drawing of a stick figure in a hat along with some sanctimonious advice. Here's an example. Bill goes out for dinner. Bill doesn't take a picture of his food. Bill knows no one cares what he eats. Bill is smart. Be like Bill.
Yep.
And it exploded. Everybody did it. And it's expanded in the past week where now people can customize the advice with their own name replacing Bill. The meme was created by a 23-year-old guy named Eugenio Croturo from Milan, Italy. And when you share one of the photos, it links back to a spam content site that he made. Did you know that when you did yours, Rob?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, you've been hacked, basically.
Oh, well.
When you posted the.
I guess don't be like Rob.
So, I've seen these. I didn't get a chance to dive in. What are they again?
It is.
It's not even based on fact. You don't. You just press a button, right?
And it's fairly
just
random.
Auto-generates?
It auto generates like advice. But the problem is, I don't think it's that clever. I don't think it's that funny. But what I think is what happened to me. You're stuck in the house for 3 days straight. You're drinking. I think the blizzard made this meme. I don't think it's that clever of a meme. I think it's a blizzard thing. That's my thing.
Well, it wasn't. It was a spam delivery thing is what it was. Here's how to get rid of it. Next time you see someone post a Be Like Bill meme, click the little arrow that's on the upper right side of the post. Then select Hide All from Blabla app. I don't even know what that is.
That's okay. What I do for all right or left-wing political ads. People that have headlines that are completely off the wall and are just agenda-based. I go, hide all links from that site.
Okay, cool.
Super easy.
Well, you do that. I actually unfriend and block half of them. anyway.
Mike's system works, too.
Well, but you're not banished. But you're not blocking the good. People. You're just blocking the content.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm blocking the people.
Yeah.
That's true.
If you've shared that, you know, with me, bye-bye.
I just don't want my feed riddled with all that, you know?
You don't want that.
Yeah, I know. I want my feed riddled with half of it. Anyway, that's as political as I'm going to get. Your teenager hates waking up in the morning and has a room that resembles a toxic waste dump. Ready to have your mind blown? Those two things might just be connected. I don't think, you know, I didn't write that sentence. I don't think you're going to have your mind blown by this, but it is interesting. Colin Espy is a sleep medicine professor at Oxford University in England, and he believes the reason teenagers have sleep issues is because of their messy rooms.
Huh.
He says the air in their rooms is low in oxygen and high in nitrogen. And if you keep breathing that, you'll wake up with a headache after a bad night of sleep. So get your kid to clean their room or at least open a window and they will sleep better and wake up more refreshed.
Well, that sounds to me like there's rotting food in there. I mean, my kids have clothes and junk around, but there's no food. So I mean,
are you sure?
Frosting.
Haven't there been?
Frosting. Like,
God, you guys have a memory. It was 8 years ago and we threw it away and Robert sleeps like a baby. But they don't eat in their bedrooms. That's one standing
that's
rule
good,
we have.
Good.
So, but
oh, really? That's a good rule because otherwise you'd find like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches under the bed.
Exactly.
Like steak.
I don't like eating steak on your chest.
That's right.
Why not?
I wouldn't know anything about this because I've never eaten in bed.
Of course not.
You know, I really don't eat. I don't eat in bed like I used to. That's for sure. You know, thank God for that recliner. Anyway, true. A guy named Zachary Tucker in Edwardsville, Illinois, ordered a pizza from Papa John's recently and noticed they charged him 16 cents for a delivery tax. He researched Illinois law and found that a business can only tax a delivery fee if it's included in the selling price. He says the Papa John's fee is a surcharge that's listed separately from the price on the receipt, so it shouldn't be taxed. So he filed a class action suit over 16 cents for negligence, breach of contract, and fraud. Under Illinois law, businesses can only include delivery and shipping fees in the sales tax calculation if the charges are included in the selling price. I feel like I'm watching The Big Short again. Review to come tomorrow. I saw that last night.
Oh, good, good, good.
He's looking for them to cover damages, attorney fees, and yes, to pay restitution to him and all the other poor victims who were charged 16 cents for their deliveries. There you go.
You know
sticking
what?
It to the man, baby.
I'm glad that he's sticking it to the man, but I can almost guarantee he's a dick.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you'd have to
be,
wouldn't
you? You can bet on
100%.
It.
100%. When Gabriel Villa was 70, he married a 39-year-old woman named Christina Carta. That was 20 years ago. Now she's 59 and he is 90.
Ooh.
Okay, so let me see. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. Okay, he's got me by 10 years. Thank you very much. Well, he's 90, he's still alive. It turns out that 4 months into their marriage, he decided to make sure she would get screwed if she was just in it for his money.
Okay.
So he secretly divorced her in the Dominican Republic.
What?
Oh, no.
She had no idea. Neither of them ever lived in the Dominican Republic, but they were legally divorced there. She finally figured it out in November when a tax bill came for their apartment in New York, and her name wasn't on it. So she had a lawyer look into it. Well, see, if she's having a lawyer look into it, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
but
come
she
on.
Got her 16 cents back from Papa John's. That's good.
See, now Christina is suing Gabriel. She says she never authorized the divorce. It's not legal since neither of them appeared in court, and he's just using it to rob her.
Wow.
Okay.
I'd like to see how this plays out.
She's owed.
He's going to be dead soon, so it doesn't matter.
Just think how many times she had to dance around that wrinkly. All right, anyway. Matthew Perry has opened up further about his past in an interview with BBC Radio on Friday. Or BBC. BBC.
BBC.
BBC. With an interview on the BBC.
Oh, I thought that was the network in Great Britain just for little kids.
BBC. It's the BBC. Anyway, he talks about the fact that he blacked out for 3 years when they were doing Friends. That's the that's the nature of the story.
And it's funny. I figured out which seasons he said he didn't remember. That's when he was at his funniest. He's at his funniest
Fat Chandler,
when he's
or Skinny Chandler.
When he's blotto.
Skinny Chandler would be the guy when he was using, right?
Yeah, and that's when he was at his funniest, I think, because he didn't know what he was doing.
Let me see. People, in 2013, he abused alcohol, later prescription meds. His quote, "I was a hopelessly narcissistic guy, and I only thought about myself, and then that just shifted," he told the magazine at the time. "And when that happened, I got some true happiness and comfort in my life." That's true. I mean, anybody that's ever had any issues with that, you know, once you could never get it off of what will satisfy you. That's addiction speak. Thank you. And now a little something, something. An Iowa woman bit and scratched her husband when he declined to have sex with her. Hey, right before the primaries. According to cops, they arrested her. Her name, Rachel Butterbaugh. She got home from work around 10 p.m. Saturday night. She said she wanted to have sex, police reported. But when her husband said no, Butterbaugh allegedly became physical and began scratching and biting the victim. Following the confrontation, Butterbaugh called 911 and claimed that her husband had choked her. But when police arrived, they concluded that she had attacked her spouse, who had several scratch marks on his neck and a bloody lip. She was arrested, and she was booked on a domestic abuse charge. She could have gotten help. All she had to do was call the Butterball Nookie Hotline. Thank you.
Yeah.
The only reason I put that in there is because her name was Butterball, like the turkey.
Turkey.
But it's not ball. It's ball, B-A-U-G-H. Anyway, I guess I explored the joke more than I should.
Wait a second. So it's different than the Turkey Hotline?
Yes, it's much different.
I see. Okay.
Great call, though. Hey, that's another reason to get the bonus shows.
Yeah.
28-minute call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Nice.
Just go to Mike O'Mara's show, buy the bonus package, and look up under Thanksgiving show.
We'll
take a break and come back with the audio bolt and Rob 30-inch Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara show.
Separates us from the other shows on the More Network?
Our lack of talent?
Besides that?
What?
We take questions.
If you want to know something, if you're pining for knowledge, all you got to do is write the question on our Facebook page, Cake and Cookies, and we will answer it. But?
It has to be good.
And we have to be good.
No. If we had to be good, we never would have gotten a show.
People are still waiting for us to start. It's Cake and Cookies right here on the More Network. Check us out on iTunes or the Mike O'Mara Show app.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
One of our best shows on the network because the sexual tension is so strong, you could cut it with an axe.
That's right.
Welcome back to the Mike
buy
O'Mara
a
Show.
No, don't buy a t-shirt.
Buy a t-shirt. We don't have a t-shirt.
Hey, went to see The Big Short. Watching The Big Short last night got me to thinking about investing and the whole game. It's a question we all ask. How should I manage my money? Whether you're a multi-million dollar investor or just starting out, the answer is Betterment, one of our great new clients. Betterment has created a smarter technology to automate investing and help you make better financial decisions and investment decisions for your personal goals and stay on track for retirement. Betterment is the easier way to invest at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services. Plus, Betterment will offer you advice. You tell Betterment your financial goals, and Betterment will give you actionable steps to get there, even taking into account your non-Betterment assets. It's streamlined approach to investing. It's automated. It's easy to use. The future, my friends, is here. Let Betterment help you reach your financial goals by keeping you on track. Sign up on your computer or smartphone today and get up to 6 months of automated investing for free and more information by going to betterment.com/TMOS. That's BETTERMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment is investing made easier. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, January 26, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
When there is a blizzard, you get a lot of phone calls. You make a lot of phone calls. The three people I spoke the most to via telephone over the past 4 days, my mother, my father, and this man.
Good afternoon. This is Wade Byers, the public information officer of Loudoun County Public Schools.
Do you know that I just videotaped the answering of the handset of my telephone. That's the only thing I put up. Just the telephone, and I click speaker. It got over 2,000 views on Facebook.
There you go.
Holding a telephone.
There you go.
So that Wade makes Baird. Me think that Wade should try a little harder. This is the automated call that the Philadelphia Police Department put out before the blizzard. I think this shows a little more effort.
You need to call us from your cell phone. Late night when you see that cone. Call us from your cell phone. That parking spot's not yours alone. Cause when we get that dispatch ring, we want that.
City of Brotherly Love.
Yes.
When we get that dispatch ring.
Write it down, Wade. That's the way you do it.
That's
right there.
Awesome.
Hats off to Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Wade Barron. I've lived in Loudoun County my entire life. This is what it sounds like when you've lived in Loudoun County your entire life.
Hey, Mike,
I'm
if you
Wade
do a little
Barron.
If you do a little research, you can say, hi, this is Wade Barron, and I have an unsold screenplay. Because he does.
Oh. Hello, this is Wade Barron. I fancy myself a modern-day screenwriter, but unfortunately there have been no takers in Los Angeles.
So, Mike, one of the times that we texted briefly over the weekend, you said, really, how are things going out there? I said, actually, pretty good. And you asked, how did the weather forecasters do? I said, they pretty much nailed it. But the
they
best
nailed it.
Thing,
everybody kind of agrees with that, right?
But the best thing is the unrelenting storm coverage following, where they have so much time to fill. This is early, I believe, Saturday morning. Angie Goff and David Culver on WRC Channel 4.
David, I checked his bio. David Culver is 13 years old.
Exactly, Mike. He actually, right. He's only going to do this until he's old enough to be a barback.
Absolutely.
So until then, but we had from Channel 4, we had Chuck Bell on a Friday show or Thursday show to talk about the storm. If you want to know how unfocused these anchors are at listening to what the people say, I've compressed this. This is a 2-minute call, but I want you to listen to what is said and notice their reactions, which is no reaction.
So let's go from Maryland now to the Virginia Department of Transportation. VDOT, we got Jason Bond on the phone. Jason, how's it looking for you guys this morning?
It's a rough morning for sure. We're busy. A lot of our plow trucks are getting held up a bit. It's a lot bigger than what they expected.
And disabled vehicles. There were just as many stranded cars like the ones that we're seeing on the video here. Is that
yeah,
a big problem?
Yeah, that's the prime example. I mean, my drug dealer and my prostitute were on the way, and, you know, they couldn't get it delivered. You know, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and we're looking live, Jason.
They just missed it. They're not paying attention.
Stay with it.
The main roads, call your friends, family, use your networks that you know to see if it's passable. If it's not, don't take a chance. There's no reason for it. You know, the prostitutes will be there tomorrow morning, and we can, you know, have a good time then.
What are your road crews as far as, we you know, stayed overnight in a hotel and ran into a few truck drivers. What kind of shifts are they working on to try to keep these roads clear?
I mean, these guys are working, I hate to say it, but almost 20 hours, you know. And there's good call girls in the hotel. They should just stay there, you know.
Now listen,
okay,
listen to this.
Thank you so much. Jason Bond giving us, bringing us up to speed on the conditions out on Virginia roadways and also giving us a lot of good insight and advice. You noticed that we were live there with Adam Tuss. He was trying to get our attention,
he
I think, to show us.
Now,
yeah.
Adam Tuss is...
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this, Rob.
Yeah.
Angie, I'm somebody that really enjoys when you have your little laptop there, kind of face timing people and talking to people as you're doing a live local newscast. I think they might be taking that away from you.
Yeah, I think so. Because
I think they might be taking that away.
They just said, you saw Adam Tuss trying to tell us he was ready to go live. What it was, they had a split screen, and every time the guy said prostitutes, Adam Tuss is in the truck going, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to say he was ready to go live.
Wouldn't it be, look, for what it's worth, wouldn't it be somebody that's behind the camera, a producer in their ear saying, cut. Get
they've got robo cameras. Yeah. They've got robotics. But I mean, I would think in the IFB, you'd have somebody saying, hey, yeah, that might be the whole chain.
That's the whole
chain. They're all checked out.
Yeah. That's like, that was like 6 o'clock in the morning. They shouldn't have even really been worn out yet. They're just checked out.
That's rough.
But Oscar's right. If they're not getting, there's somebody up there in the booth that's
somebody
tell
should.
Them
that's producing.
What the hell's going
unless
on?
Unless it's what I call like Larry King syndrome, where they don't like the talent.
Yeah, this is true.
All right, let's do a couple more real quick. The football was great on Sunday, but my favorite thing was during the first game on CBS. Did you see the Jackie Gleason promo?
I did. I did. And you got excited about that. And they used old Jackie Gleason, the great one, to talk about CBS.
Because it was from Super Bowl I in 67.
We were there for the first.
The sports world races for the big battle. Green Bay versus Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, on my favorite network, the Columbia Broadcasting System, watch the Super Bowl game.
We'll be there for the 50th. CBS is the home of Super Bowl 50.
And the thing that's pretty cool is many historians say it was never called the Super Bowl until the third game, that's proof right there that he's talking about Super Bowl I and talking about the Super Bowl game. And it's important that he did that promo because the first game was on CBS and NBC.
Wow. I'm just thinking when I'm watching the Super Bowl, I'm just wondering when I will post two words, Phil Simms.
Mike,
I'm just wondering when I will do
take
that.
Take the time, just post it now. You'll be okay.
Phil Simms, GM.
And also, I have to play this because Stephen Colbert wrote a joke just for Oscar.
Winter Storm Jonas slammed the East Coast. Some places got up to 3 feet of snow. More than 12,000 flights were canceled. So for the airlines, it was business as usual.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Stay warm, everybody. Have a great Tuesday.
That's good. We all survived it. Yay! Stand here today. That's it. Another Michael Mara Show is come and gone. Sorry, folks, for that whole Monday debacle. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MichaelMaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Michael Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two Bs at MichaelMaraShow.com. Sometimes we do it on Thursday.
Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it, too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.